Welcome to another AAT podcast, where today I'm talking about business travel, subsistence, and entertaining expenses. This is a topic the AAT members have asked to be covered on CPD Master Courses, and it will be included in the 2008 program, with a course in London on the 31st of May 2008, and another course in York on the 12th of July 2008. AAT members frequently ask me questions about business expenses, and particularly what is or is not tax deductible. There is, of course, a lot of confusion over the very strict business expense rules that apply, and this is why HMRC compliance officers will come into a business and look very carefully at petty cash and business expense claims of both directors and employees. Tax relief for business expenses is obtained in one of two ways, either by the exemption of the specific expense payment or by claiming a tax deduction against the employee's taxable emoluments. Remember that taxable emoluments include the value of any expense payments and benefits in kind. Where tax relief is given by exemption, the expense payment should not be reported annually on Form P11D, the expenses and benefits return, which are due by the 6th of July after the end of the tax year. Chapter 5 of the HMRC booklet 480, Expenses and Benefits, a Tax Guide, provides some detailed guidance on the non-taxable payments and benefits that are exempt and can therefore be excluded from the reporting chain. In contrast, where tax relief is available by deduction, the expense payment should be reported annually on Form P11D, and a deduction should be claimed separately on the self-assessment tax return, or by making a claim to the employee's tax office. Many people will be familiar with a Section 198 claim, which has become Section 336 of ITPA 2003. As usual, let me highlight some of the risk areas targeted by HMRC employer compliance officers, which are relevant to today's talk. Pay as you earn and Class 1 NICs failures, which usually involve cash reimbursement of expenses. Class 1A and or Class 1B NIC, where taxable expenses or benefits have not been reported on a P11D or included in a PAYE settlement agreement. Overseas travel and subsistence, and payments to expatriates. Entertainment expenditure, particularly taxable staff entertaining. Relocation expenses, where perhaps the costs are not allowable, or the tax free £8,000 limit has been exceeded. Holiday costs reimbursed as business travel, and the use of company-owned accommodation for non-business use. These are areas that HMRC officers look for when they come visiting. Most of them are business expense issues that HMRC officers will look at when they come to see your employer or your client. We will look at some of these issues today and discuss how to deal with them and how to avoid a failure to operate pay-as-you-earn a national insurance or a reporting failure on P11Ds.